In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. 10 Republican and 10 Democratic senators, including Michigan's Debbie Stabenow, have introduced a new proposal aimed at curbing gun violence. Senator Stabenow said it has many facets, including strengthening background checks for gun buyers below the age of 21, notification to the local police department when someone of that age group buys a gun, and a longer waiting period.
We don't have to live like this, in fear of sending our children to school or going to the grocery store or going to worship. The reality is that there are things that we can do. They're long overdue to be done, and now is the time to act.
Senator Stabenow said the legislation also has a strong mental health component, adding 1 in 5 Americans will be diagnosed with a mental health condition sometime in their life, although the vast majority of those people will never become violent. The next hearing of the House Select Committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, will be today at 1 p.m. Congressman Fred Upton tells us those who dismiss the committee are ignoring reality.
Thus far, the folks that have testified are the folks who were really there, the police officers who endured the beatings that they got, but also pretty high-level administration faces. Bill Barr, the president's own attorney general, testified under oath. I would expect that you'll see other people, not only from his campaign staff, but from the inner circle of the White House in terms of what they knew and what they did, what they told the president and his reaction.
Upton says there were some surprising revelations at the first hearing last week.
Some of the questions I think people are anxious to see if some of my colleagues sought a pardon. If they sought a pardon, then they knew they did something wrong. So we'll see how that develops.
Upton isn't on the committee himself, and he told us he wouldn't want to be. However, he says it will have an impact as more information on what led to the Capitol attack comes to light. The state's water bottle recycling program in Benton Harbor has resulted in more than 16,000 pounds of bottles being recycled. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Water Distribution Project Coordinator Deshauna Robinson tells us more than 13 million bottles of water have been given out in the community.
Most city residents have been taking advantage of the opportunity, and we continue throughout this project to inform the community through our press releases, our distribution flyers that we give out at distribution locations and things of that nature.
The state's bottled water distribution program started in September and will continue until the replacement of lead water lines throughout the community is complete. Robinson says the water bottle recycling trailer can be found at the Bethel Harbor Housing Commission.
We have recycled over 16,000 pounds of recycling since we initiated this effort. We are currently on our 8th semi-trailer of recycling.
The recycling site is right next to the water distribution site at the Boys and Girls Club. Residents are being encouraged to take home 33-gallon clear plastic bags from the bottle distribution site to return the empty water bottles at the Housing Commission during distribution hours. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.